Later, when people had feared she would yet die, she knew she would live. She had to. For Richard, her husband, for the child she carried in her womb, his child, their child. The sounds of angry men calling Richard by name at last tugged Kaylin's eyes open. She squinted against the agony that had been tempered, if not banished, while in the cocoon of sleep. She was greeted by a blush of amber light filling the small room around her. Since the light wasn't bright, she reasoned that there must be a covering over a window muting the sunlight, or maybe it was dusk. Whenever she woke, as now, she not only had no sense of time, but no sense of how long she had been asleep. She worked her tongue against the pasty dryness in her mouth. Her body felt leaden with a thick, lingering slumber. She was as nauseated as the time when she was little and had eaten 3 candy green apples before a boat journey on a hot, windy day. It was hot like that now. Summer hot. She struggled to rouse herself fully, but her awaking awareness seemed adrift, bobbing in a vast, shadowy sea. Her stomach roiled. She suddenly had to put all her mental effort into not throwing up. She knew all too well that in her present condition, few things hurt more than vomiting. Her eyelids sagged closed again, and she floundered to a place